Yo, hello, what's up, baby? How you do? How can individuals contribute to reducing air pollution in cities? Wait, why is this? This isn't really a question about me. This is like a quiz question. I'll just say plant trees. I like to plant creative trees. Bieber. Shout out Shane Bieber, who's going to be missing the entire season 2024. Dude, I was just thinking, I was like, that's rough, dude. He turns 29 next month. He's kind of in the prime of his pitching career. And now he's out for the next 11 months. Dude, I was thinking, I was like, that's rough, dude. Good luck to him. Best of luck, Shane Bieber. That was Justin Bieber. This is Dawn Staley. May the 4th be with you is when she was born. 1970, pre-Star Wars. She's the coach of South Carolina, undefeated this season. Playing Iowa at noon Pacific time today in the championship. She's from Philadelphia. Dobbins Tech is where she went in Philadelphia. Virginia, she's a Cavalier. She played there 1988 to 92. Was actually the 9th overall pick in the WNBA expansion draft. Was this the first WNBA? I'm trying to. So 1999 is when she got drafted in the WNBA. I think that's when the WNBA began, if I'm not mistaken. Because she is in the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame. She is in the Basketball Hall of Fame as a player. Because she would have played in the WNBA earlier. Okay, the league was founded April 22nd, Earth Day. Earth Day is the closest holiday to my birthday. 1996. And okay, yeah, so then she didn't. The creation of the WNBA officially approved April 24th, 1996, my third birthday. And announced at a press conference with Rebecca Lobo, Lisa Leslie, and Cheryl Swoops. And all right, so it began with 8 teams: the Charlotte Sting, Cleveland Rockers, Houston Comets, New York Liberty, LA Sparks, Phoenix Mercury, Sacramento Monarchs, Utah Stars, with 2 Z's. And it began its first season June 21st, 1997. That's what I was looking for. When did they officially start play? And so Dawn Staley played for the Charlotte Sting from 99 to 05. And the Houston Comets, 05 to 06. Coached at Temple from 2000 to 08. So she was a coach at Temple while she was a WNBA player? Is that what I am to understand right now? And has been coach of South Carolina since 08. 6-time WNBA All-Star, 01 to 06. WNBA 10th anniversary team, WNBA 15th anniversary team. Naismith College Player of the Year twice, 91 and 92. So she's an amazing player. 5'6". And yeah, as a head coach, it just has more about her playing career in her coaching career. I don't even have, here we go, head coaching record. I just want some stats. 611-186 is her career head coaching record. 767 win-loss percent. She's 439-106 at South Carolina for an 806 win-loss percent, including 36-1 last season and 35-2 the season before, 26-5 the season before, and 32-1 the season before that, 2019-20. So there you go. Dawn Staley. Very impressive resume, more as a player, but obviously as a coach as well. Dude, Dawn Staley was an amazing player back in the day. So look up some Dawn Staley highlights, why don't ya? And have yourself a great Sunday and enjoy the women's championship today and the men's tomorrow. I will say go Iowa and go Purdue. I will cheer for both Midwest squads. You know, right? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm cheering for the Big Ten Midwest teams today and tomorrow. And have yourself a great day now. Have a great Sunday. I love you. Thanks for listening, Brett. Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next time. Bye.